This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The death toll in the flood disaster that occurred in Libya on September 10th is increasing. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In a statement made by the country's Red Crescent Group, the death toll in the city of Derna, which was most affected by the flood, has increased to well over 11,000, with more than 10,000 people missing. Turkish aid organizations have been some of the first teams to go to aid the North African country. The work of the organization IHH Humanitarian Relief Foundation in the city of Derna for search and rescue operations has been caught on camera. It's feared the loss of life will reach 20,000 in the city where search and rescue efforts continue. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
One American and two Russians are on their way to the International Space Station. The trio blasted off Friday from Kazakhstan in a Soyuz capsule. They were due to arrive at the space station a few hours later. The three were supposed to fly last spring, but their original capsule was needed as a replacement for another crew. That crew will ride home later this month after an extended one-year stay. Their own capsule developed a coolant leak while parked at the station. The new crew includes two rookies and a veteran who is making his fifth trip to space. Ukraine said on Friday it had recaptured the devastated eastern village of Andriivka, setting the stage for further advances on the southern flank of Bakhmut. Kyiv's troops were securing their foothold in the area, while Russian forces suffered significant casualties and lost equipment, the Ukrainian general staff said in a morning report. The village of Andriivka lies south of Bakhmut, the site of the fiercest and longest battle since the invasion by Russia in February of last year. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. A week after a 6.8 magnitude earthquake in Morocco killed nearly 3,000 people and injured more than 5,000, hopes of finding survivors under the rubble are fading. Lisa Bryant reports for VOA from the Atlas Mountains.
Now some international rescue workers are leaving, like Swedish firefighter Klas Ola Kolberg.
We have tried to work with the dogs to search for living persons, and so far we haven't found anyone.
Many still alive are now homeless, like the family of Naima Azmil. She says right now they have food, clothes, and shelter, but they're living day by day. They don't know about the future. That's a feeling here shared by many. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Emin Sili, Morocco.
The war in Ukraine is likely to be the big topic for a second year in a row when leaders gather for the UN General Assembly next week. VOA UN correspondent Margaret Bashir has more.
Some high-profile leaders are skipping the annual gathering, but there will still be plenty to talk about. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
We'll be gathering at a time when humanity faces huge challenges, from the worsening climate emergency to escalating conflicts, the global cost of living crisis, soaring inequalities and dramatic technological disruptions.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is expected to attend in person for the first time since Russia invaded his country in February 2022. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Starbucks is trying to move away from disposable cups. AP correspondent Tiffany Wong reports.
Starbucks begins an initiative to replace its disposable cups with reusable ones, that being either a customer's own cup, reusable plastic, or ceramic mugs, to cut half of the company's carbon footprints by 2030. Michael Kobori, Starbucks' head of sustainability, says the company needs to realize a path to sustainable cups.
We know that if we can crack the code and figure out how to implement a reusable cup system everywhere and not have any more single-use disposable cups, everybody will follow and we can change the system.
Aaron Simon, Vice President for Plastic Waste and Business at World Wildlife Fund, says
these company commitments on their own are not enough to change the system. And so that's why we are really pushing for government engagement.
I'm Tiffany Wong.
The Dominican Republic has shut all land, air, and sea borders with Haiti in a dispute about construction of a canal on Haitian soil. The Dominican president says the canal will divert water and negatively affect Dominican farmers and the surrounding environment, while Haiti's government insists the canal falls within its sovereign right to decide how its natural resources are used. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.